373 and 374 concerning asbestos hazards. I think a record that is here from the Department of Labor and the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, both of which would be involved or concerned. Should anyone else wish to testify, we have this registered. Mr. Croyd? Mr. Croyd is with the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. I don't know if you have a prepared statement or position to offer, but I indicate where DOTPF is in the
show we got Pandora's box here again.
We could have to show Pandora's box is open if you do nothing too, because I think you'd have to show damages, and you'd have to wait 40 years, second loss, to show the damages.
Well, that's not a long time.
$6 million in about right in Anchorage alone. And it is more problems, I understand, for the larger buildings than the smaller buildings. So taking that into account is probably a fair estimate. It's only an estimate. Also, of course, buildings built since 1980, you know, would not be a problem.
I've got one other question in my head into this as far as federal funding is concerned. Buildings that were built during the territorial days by the federal government.
lines 23 and 28. It says the Department of Labor shall establish the guidelines for employee training and certification programs, including respiratory and competency testing, successfully to ensure that a person who is employed to obey asbestos health hazards, the phrase is in a school or public facility in this state, is trained to do the work safely and is informed about the danger of working with asbestos. If that change were made, it would make it give the Department of Labor more plenary authority to set guidelines for all workers, whether in public facilities or private facilities, involved in the removal of asbestos. Again, the same would apply to certification programs for persons employed in abating asbestos health hazards, not only in the school or public facility, otherwise, in the state. I'd like to know whether the Department of Labor or the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities would have a position pro or con on those changes. And then finally, there may be a proposal, I understand, from my colleague, Senator Fisher, to fund a study of a public facility regarding asbestos through the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. You're already in the process of doing this at some level of asbestos. Is the department that I take it is budgeting for that purpose? Maybe the budget's there for the government.
We are continuing this inventory process, and we have added asbestos as a criteria.
You know how long it would take to complete that survey at the rate you're doing it?
This request we had for this year would be done in 1 year, February 8th.
What I mean is that a request to finish the work and assessing all of these?
Right. Now, as far as asbestos, we'd have to go back from today.
But I think we're not talking about a 10-year program or
no,
20 years.
No.
All right. Senator, most of you have any other questions?
I just want to make sure that the things that we have all here are under consideration, because I think we have a problem. Look at 37. I can look at the numbers of buildings already. They're in school system, for example. But, okay, we got that money to do it. But I don't want to see the school district saddled with the loss of CIP money on new buildings and other projects to cover this if we can get some of the money from somewhere else. $1,385,000. Skagway, $25,000. The Cusper District, $5,296.54. They really never had asbestos. Ketchikan, $5 million. And Juneau has a range of from $300,000 to $700,000. The assessments in some of these districts don't have others making their assessments. Well, I'm trying to put my up on my feet right now. There are two cities right there that takes up the whole lot.
And set capital budgets in each six bill package for schools contain
so far, $6.6 million from the Anchorage District and only $385,000 from their grants. Are there others who wish to testify? That.
first there is a certificated program, and then the worker is certified. You, the Department of Labor shall review certification programs proposed by contractors and approve proposed certification programs that meet their guidelines. And then, the I assume under C, a person may not work to evade an asbestos health hazard unless that person has been certified in the program. So, I think that means that if the Josephson Construction Company submits a proposal for training workers, you certify the program, and then I have a responsibility to be sure that people on the job have been through that program.
We would hold you, the contractor, responsible for if you had people removing asbestos that went through the training.
Well, then I think there is an ambiguity, because if we leave, if we were to leave E in here, subsection E, seems to me the individual worker would be liable as a criminal because he'd been instructed to work and was working without having certification, which I think is more of an argument for the removal that you asked for.
Right.
Are there any questions on this?
Let me get this straight. C, if we approve E, the contractor will fill that guy or whoever it is working for him on the
if we adopt the amendment, it is the contractor who is responsible. Without the amendment, it may be the intent to make the contractor responsible, or it could be read to be a responsibility of the worker.
Okay.
Okay. Objection to the amendment 3. And those are all your amendments to 373. Senator Fisher, we have amendments to 373.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move amendment 5, which eliminates the word school of the facility, so that the certification program as the actual we want to do is removed in a school of the facility. So that the certification program applies across the board. There was testimony from the executives union last week, also to that effect, and I believe someone tried to talk to Michael, somebody else testified in support of the certificate.
Is that correct? We have no problem with that at all. Certainly, people, you shouldn't have to work in a school in order to be able to take a test.
Very well. Is there objection, Senator Fisher's amendment? Hearing none, the amendment is adopted.
I'll receive from number 6.
Thank you, amendment number 6 is not necessary. Are there other amendments? Let's just deal with 373 first. If there are no other amendments on 373, any other discussion?
Sure. I'll move to a substitute for Senate Bill 373, the amendments that they approved so far.
Response to
substitute. What individual amendments?
Response to substitute. Let's speak to the Senate Bill 3 amendments. We'll make the committee substitute that. Without objection, that will be so ordered. Let's consider that Senate Bill 374. Appropriation